Chafetz Chaim, Yoimi, day 91 continued. And we're talking about the Isurim of Rechilis, the halachas of the Isurim of Rechilis. And we're talking about when someone tells someone that someone said Rechilis about him, even. Right? So you can't tell somebody that someone said Rechilis about him because that's making it know that person did an Avera. Right, so it's the same kind of rechilas as even rechilas, as even the original act of rechilas. If his intention when he's telling this to his friend that someone said rechilas about him is kadesh yechiach es Ruvain, he's going to be able to tell he's going to be tell Musa to Ruvain, the person who said rechilas about him. Al shadiva lashon hara al shimon, that he went ahead and said lashon hara about Shimon. That's the reason why he's telling it over. Ayin le'el b'chelek aleph b'chlal yud sif hey. He wants to basically cause that someone should tell the person who's doing the wrong thing. In this case, it's telling over lashon hara, so it becomes rechilas. He wants to get somebody should tell him musr to get him to stop. This is what's called his intention is l'toyelas. And the details and the conditions of being able to tell over lashon hara or rechilas when it's letayelas are in chelik aleph klal yud sifhei. Now let's go on a summary of klal gimel. We were talking about these dinim of rechilas and apitlasa. It is rechilas for Reuven to tell Shimon that Levi undermined him or his relative, regardless of whether Levi is present or absent. Even if he's in front of them, that's still considered rechilas to tell over what he said. If Reuven told Shimon that Levi undermined him, and is thus committed rechilas, in other words, he's telling him that someone said rechilas about him. Right? It is forbidden for Shimon to now confront Levi, even afterwards. He's not allowed to say, "Hey, I know that why did you say this about me?" Because now this is going to be that he's going to know that Reuven said rechilas about him. To confront Levi and tell him that he heard from Reuven how he had undermined him, because this too is rechilas, because it lets Levi know that Reuven did something against him, so it causes Levi to hate Reuven. Reuven may not even insinuate to Shimon that Levi undermined him, nor may he bring about even indirectly that Shimon will discover, in other words, not tell Shimon something and then later on just let him discover himself who did it. The Shimon will discover that he was undermined by Levi. Hence, he may not tell other people what Levi did to Shimon. He shouldn't even tell other people that it'll over course of time circulate back to Shimon or to Reuven. If this or even to Levi, if this will eventually reach Shimon's ears, if this will right, so he's the one who we're talking about at this point in the Rechilas. Yashar Koach and have a great day.